The holiday season is over for most of us, but Orthodox Christians will be celebrating the Christmas this Saturday. Similar to Roman Catholic and Protestant celebrations, food is central to the holiday. A number of Chicago-area restaurants are offering delightful dishes to showcase the Orthodox diaspora's cuisine. WBEZ's Sienna Grieve spent time with one Ethiopian restaurant owner who showed her some traditional dishes.
It's a cold, rainy morning as I make my way up North Broadway to Ethiopian Diamond Restaurant in Edgewater. The warm dining room of this neighborhood establishment is a welcome oasis from the cold. I'm greeted by smiles from the staff and smells of spices and burning frankincense. Almaz Yigzau is the owner of Ethiopian Diamond. She takes me to the kitchen to show me some of the most common dishes that are eaten during the Ethiopian Orthodox Nativity Fast. The kitchen is bustling with activity as a small team of cooks prepares large pots of soups, stews, and braised greens. The first dish Yigzau shows me is called shimba asa, a thick stew made with chickpea dumplings. In English, shimba asa means chickpea fish.
This is imitation like fish. People will get tired of the other vegetarian dishes, so they make an imitation for fish. But it's really chickpea.
Members of the Ethiopian Orthodox faith adhere to a vegan fast for 43 days leading up to the holiday. The fast is seen as a time of reflection, atonement, and renewal for body and soul. In a large brazier on the stove, the thick quenelle-shaped dumplings simmer happily in a velvety liquid, deep red in color.
We make a chili powder. It's spiced about 11 ingredients, all kind of cumin, turmeric, ginger, garlic, all 11.
The blended spices create a bouquet of floral scents and heat. Next, lentils are added to another large pot to make a dish called yemsir wat. Lentils are one of the most widely consumed foods during the Christmas fasting period. They're easy to cook and soak up flavors, making them a versatile addition to the fasting menu.
The sauce is ready. As you can see, it's thickened.
The yemsir wat is a dish special to Yigzau.
Fortunately, I grew up by grandma. She raised me, and I grew up watching this dish every single day. So when the restaurant was started, I say, you know, I must do this.
Cabbage and collard greens are also widely eaten during this period leading up to Christmas. And on Christmas Day, when the fasting is done,
we have the chicken, lamb, beef tartare, and homemade cheese. So those are the main dishes for Christmas holiday.
The vegan dishes, though simple in presentation, are actually quite complex in structure. And because so much effort goes into cooking these dishes, Yigzau says some of these culinary traditions are dying.
Because it takes time and to prepare and do all this, not everybody cook it. It's only some houses. But it's more tradition, like very back, ancient.
Yigzau does her best to keep the traditions of Ethiopian festive cooking alive with consistency and quality, just as she's done for the past 26 years and as she will do on Saturday, Orthodox Christmas, for the public to feast on. Sienna Greaves, WBEZ News.